Well, we have some more rain on the way. No surprise, right? It has been a wet last several days, really a wet last couple of months, more or less, after that very dry start to the wet season. We've certainly made up for lost time. In fact, interesting stat provided by the National Weather Service in Jacksonville on the number of thunderstorm days. So far this month in September, we've had 8 thunderstorm days already. Of course, that's out of only 12 days so far. The average is 8 for the entire month. For the year, we've had 98 thunderstorm days. The average is 77 for the entire year up to this point. And then the record for a year is 111 thunderstorm days set back in 2018. So we may make a little bit of a run at that number. Once we get out of the wet season, we get into October, November, and December, our number of thunderstorm days come down dramatically. But it'll be kind of an interesting number to track and to see if we get close to or even up to that 111 days set just 4 years ago. So in any case, it's staying wet. We've had many places the last week or so that have had a half foot or more of rain. In some cases, it's been 10 or 12 inches. A lot of water out there. The good news is there's at least not a tropical system threatening anytime real soon, which would make it even more precarious. Having said that, we're going to add to the rain gauges today, and we're going to add again toward the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend. But in between, there's some hope for a little bit of dry weather. So today, partly sunny skies. I'm tracking a cold front approaching the Florida-Georgia border by this afternoon, and that's going to help trigger some more showers and thunderstorms, generally moving toward the east-northeast at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. The threat for some brief heavy downpours in the individual storms, but what we're going to have to watch for this afternoon is any what we call training of storms, where they develop in a kind of a southwest-northeast band ahead of that cold front and then keep moving over the same neighborhoods repeats of thunderstorms, and that can result in some pretty big rainfall amounts for localized areas. So something we'll keep an eye on. Obviously, ground is saturated, easier to get some flooding now. And also, for that matter, uprooted trees. Wind gusts of 30 or 40 miles per hour in a thunderstorm could down a tree that, say, a month or two ago wouldn't have happened. So we'll keep an eye on that scenario. The good news is that cold front moves through at least far enough south to dry us out some for tomorrow and Thursday. Now, I'm not saying it's completely dry, but if you live north of Interstate 10 and closer to the Florida-Georgia border, so parts of Baker and Nassau, northern Duval County, you've got the best chance to get a couple of dry days starting tomorrow through Thursday. The more south you are, Clay in St. Johns County, for example, you still have at least a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow and Thursday, though the overall pattern does look drier and will push some of the heaviest, more widespread rains into central and south Florida. It doesn't look like that lasts real long. A little upper-level disturbance will kind of sit and spin over the area Friday and Saturday. Still a little bit up in the air on just how wet this system might be, but we should see at least some uptick in the showers and thunderstorms yet again as we head toward the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend. Now, it does seem to look like right now, at least, that this disturbance will move off to the north and east and away from the area by Sunday. And if so, that opens the door for a potentially decent day for the first Jaguars home game of the season, a 1 o'clock kickoff Sunday afternoon. Still some time to refine this forecast, but for right now, it looks like we should be seasonably warm, which means temperatures in the 80s, so it'll be pretty toasty. But the more widespread rains may be moving out by Sunday, across our fingers anyway. In the tropics, we continue to track a couple of tropical waves, but we have no named systems over the Atlantic. The last one was Earl, which was the last advisory was issued on Saturday. It's a big ocean storm now, having lost its tropical characteristics over the northern and northeastern Atlantic. But we do have a pretty large tropical wave about halfway between the Caribbean and the coast of Africa that bears watching. The forecast models are not very excited, but moving to the west-northwest, and there may be some gradual development over the next few days. We have another wave that's just come off the coast of Africa, generally battling a fair amount of shear right now again, so we'll see how this plays out. We also, with that disturbance I was telling you about that will be developing near Jacksonville Friday and Saturday, may see some surface low pressure develop over the western Atlantic, so that could try to go tropical, but at that point it would be already to the north and northeast of Jacksonville with a tendency to move northeast further out over the Atlantic and away from the local area. So several areas to monitor, but certainly nothing major out there brewing for the moment, as we are now past the peak of the hurricane season on September 10th. But realize, of course, really the peak of the hurricane season is a series of weeks and generally runs from about the middle of August to the middle of October. So we've got a ways to go yet, but we've done pretty well so far, right? Let's hope it stays that way. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and at WatchItOozeJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm TV meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.